When did fear enter into the world? Think about it for a few seconds. Fear entered into the world in the Garden of Eden. It happened after Adam and Eve were just disobedient to God and ate of the tree that he had forbidden. Adam and Eve hid themselves among the trees in the garden, and God called to Adam and said, "Where are you?" And Adam said, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked." This type of fear is a result of original sin. Most of us are familiar with fear as an emotion. And to that extent, fear is what cautions us in the face of danger. I've been hunting in the woods since I was young and have come across snakes. Fear is what kept me from being bit. Not having a rational fear can cause us to be reckless. Being reckless can get one hurt. This isn't what Jesus is telling us when he says in the gospel today, "Do not be afraid." He's not saying, "Do not be afraid of snakes or alligators or standing under a tree during a lightning storm." It's prudent to be afraid of those things. And then there's another type of fear that we should have. It's actually a gift of the Holy Spirit, fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord is not like fear of snakes. Fear of the Lord is recognizing his awe and majesty, as well as his great love for us. Fear of the Lord is not wanting to offend him. Those who live without fear of the Lord are those who fear no consequences to their sins. And that's a lot more dangerous than a snake. But today, Jesus tells us three times what not to fear. He tells us that when we should be fearless. Let's reflect upon them. The first thing we should be fearless of is the future. Jesus is speaking most immediately to his 12 apostles in the gospel today, and he knows that they will be persecuted. And he knows that all but John will die a martyr's death. But the reason he tells them to be fearless is that God has a plan. He says, "Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed." They are to be fearless because they are part of the plan that will be revealed. There's no doubt that the Emperor Nero thought he was destroying the church when he crucified St. Peter and decapitated St. Paul in 64 AD. But 100 years later, as the church continued to grow, the church father Tertullian famously saw that Nero's plan was not succeeding, but God's plan was. And he famously wrote that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. And such has it been throughout 2,000 years of history. And why? That's the second thing the apostles and us should be fearless about. Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Perhaps the worst thing that we can imagine for ourselves is being murdered. The apostles clearly had that fear. That's why they ran away when Jesus was arrested. But we are more than our bodies. We each have an immortal soul. And we should have a fear of offending God and having our body and soul being destroyed in Gehenna. But we shouldn't fear being persecuted or even killed for proclaiming the gospels on the housetops. We should be fearless in speaking in the light. And why? That's the third reason we should be fearless. We are precious in the eyes of our Heavenly Father. Jesus says, "Not one sparrow falls to the ground without his knowledge." We are not just any creature. We are made in his image and likeness. I'll leave alone the part here about the hairs on my head being counted because God seems to be making that job easier for himself with each passing year. God cares about every happiness we have and every pain we endure because he loves us more than we even love ourselves. How do we know? We know because he sent his only beloved son to die for our sins. And if we acknowledge Jesus before others, Jesus will acknowledge us before our Heavenly Father. This is our faith. And it's rooted in one more thing. We can be fearless in our faith because of another thing that God has given us. He gave us each other, united in one body and partakers of the one body and blood of Christ.